It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
It all started a long time ago, over 19 years ago for sure. Of course, unfortunately, he passed away earlier this year after a battle with cancer. But what a heart he had.
What a legacy. I mean, it's just obvious.
Obviously, and he gathered together friends like Al, who helped him and took on the mantle now of keeping this thing going that they've been working so hard on for so many years. We appreciate you and the efforts that you and everybody else that works with you.
I appreciate that.
Because it is a big undertaking, and it is work. I mean, we talked about it on Facebook. It's work, but it's the kind of work that is fun and fulfilling. And it's not the old drudgery work. It's the fun work. Talk a little bit about our big event tomorrow. I know that it's going to go on at the TNP Park in New Boston, and most everybody knows where that's at. It's pretty much downtown New Boston. But what time does it kick off?
We'll start getting bikes and cars in around 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning. They'll start registering in, getting them parked and placed where they needed to be. Then we'll have people leaving on a poker run at 10 o'clock.
Right.
Poker run's going to take about an hour and 45 minutes to an hour, almost 2 hours.
That's going to be a fun event.
That's fun for the participants, for sure.
That's just fun in itself.
Right. It's a pretty good long ride.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it's going to be interesting to see how many come out. What the world were you thinking?
We have to be there for the end.
Especially it's going to be cool in the morning. That will be a good thing.
Oh, it's going to
be a blessing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
There'll be a whole bunch of people there. Looking at cars, looking at motorcycles, on them.
You got a car show and a motorcycle show going on at the same time.
Two things at the same time.
So, I mean,
TNP.
At the same time.
Yeah.
This is the first one that we're going to do like this, and I'm going to try to do two more like this.
Right.
Not this year, but I'll probably try to start doing them next year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we can get two deals in for next year and see how it comes out.
Right.
Then we'll have good food, which is burgers, chips, a drink.
For only $5 from the fire department.
$5.
$5. The fire department is cooking these things.
That's
New Boston Fire Department is the one doing it.
And they are awesome.
They have gone out of their way one more time to help us.
Thank you.
They do this every year, so I'm all about them.
Who doesn't want a good grilled hamburger from the fire department?
I do,
for sure. So you get the burger, chips, and drink.
Corn.
Just $5.
Right.
And if you want to donate more, that would be great.
Please do.
And you got a band. Y'all can figure out who it is.
All right. It is the Parson B and Part-Time Sinners are starting up at noon. So it's going to be a good time.
Live entertainment. This is going to be good. And like you said, you've got the perfect weather to go along with it. We got fall here just in time.
Right.
To really enjoy this, because it's going to be cool in the early morning. And then as the day goes along, it's just going to be perfect. Sunshiny
day.
Yeah, it's going to be great. No humidity. So, I mean, it's just going to be wonderful. And this is going to be going on throughout the morning into the afternoon at the TNP. It all works together. We have Al Green in here talking about the big event they got going on tomorrow at TNP Park in New Boston, downtown New Boston. It's the fundraiser for the Toys for Tots. Al, as we mentioned, this all got started more than two decades ago by your good friend Dwight Neville, who unfortunately passed away earlier this year after battling cancer. You got involved with him about 19 years ago?
19 years ago.
And how did he get you involved?
I've known Dwight for a little over 21 years, he put some rallies on raising money for POWMIA. First one thing and another, and I started going to them. I told my wife that this would be interesting to do. I would like to try to do this. And guess what?
You've been doing it ever since.
He'd have an event, I'd be there for it.
Right.
I'd put on shows for him, like bike games and stuff like that.
Right. And you said on the Facebook that he was kind of like, man, can you get Texarkana going?
Yeah, you got given
Can you get Texarkana going for him?
He came to me and he said, I need some help, and I want to give you Texarkana to you, and I'm like,
that's a big one.
Yeah, I mean, it really was, because I'm like, what do I need to do? You'll know. You'll figure it out.
Yeah. Well, Al has figured it out.
He has.
What it all happens is they have a big, huge, among other things, they do, it's not the only thing they do, but it is the big Toys for Tots ride in December. And it's a fundraiser, and they get the toys, and they bring them to a location so that the kids can have a good Christmas. Now, when is the toy ride going to be this year?
December the 13th.
All right. Is that a Saturday?
Sunday.
I couldn't remember.
Put it on your calendar, everybody.
The reason why it's on a Sunday and it will always stay on Sunday is because of less people on the road.
That is so true. That is so true. Even before last year, I used to get me a location or whatever. Because when I heard that they were it was going to happen, I get a location and watch the hundreds of motorcycles gather, usually around the mall, and then take off.
Right.
And you get a path that you take, and it takes you downtown and back around or whatever. But if you've never seen it, it's amazing. Hundreds of motorcycles in a formation down the road. It's great. And it is to get those toys to those kids that need them.
Yes, most definitely that. I mean, there is no child that we work with that should ever go without any toys at all for Christmas. Mm-hmm. A child deserves Christmas no matter what.
Right.
And
thank you.
There is no age limit on children.
Nope.
True.
So, you know, we work very diligently trying to raise enough toys for everybody. All the people have to do is put in applications and stuff and work with us in the Marines. The Marines are real good about what they do.
Last year
they did over 10,000.
Wow.
Fantastic.
So that is
Semper
an awesome
Fi.
Deal for them.
Uh-huh.
Last year we grew probably 200
Fantastic.
Out of the surrounding areas like Redwater, Maud, Naples, wherever, DeKalb and stuff. We do all the little cities around everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So these are kids that otherwise it would be very skimpy for Christmas, if at all even. And it just makes everything so much better. And like you say, no child should not have a great happy morning on Christmas morning. And you guys help to make sure that happens. 1039-985 mypigradio.com. The Morning Show. John, Anna, and friends brought to you by Millway Credit Union, where they are stronger, smarter, and sensible, and they are your good friends. They're your financial institution. We are talking with Al Green, Toys for Tots fundraiser, and we'll kind of run that by one more time here in just a second. Got a quick game for you, and it's Spy the Lie.
Yay.
Anna hates Spy the Lie, but it's what's here today.
All right.
Okay, let's see if y'all can figure this out. Do not look at the screen.
We're not looking at the screen.
All of the following are official shades of blue on the color palette, except for one, You Spy the Lie, okay?
And I'm not allowed to answer first, so you have to go first.
Okay. Here we go. Steel.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Don't comment. Angola, Persian, Ultramarine, and Prussian. All of those are official shades of blue except for one. Which one is not? Steel, Angola, Persian, Ultramarine, or Prussian? What's a not a blue color? Al, you got a guess?
Steel.
Okay, he said steel. What do you say?
Angola is a kind of wool, so I'm going to go with Angola.
Miss Smarty Pants got it right. Angola.
Nobody cheers.
Nobody cheers. Okay, just one more.
Okay.
All of the following
were
the names of actual Major League Baseball players over the years, except for one.
Okay.
Was it Urban Shocker?
Okay.
Chicken Wolf?
Maybe.
Chuck Roast? Coco Crisp? Or Razor Shines? Which one is not the name of an actual baseball player back in the past?
I know this one, but you go first.
Urban Shocker, Chicken Wolf,
first.
Chuck Roast, Coco Crisp, or Razor Shine?
I got the first one.
Okay.
Okay, so, well, I've heard of all the other all the players except for Chuck Roast. So I'm.
You've heard of all these people?
Well, you talk about them.
You've actually heard of these?
I listen to what you tell me, John.
Okay, Smarty Pants. Chuck Roast is not the name. The Chicken Wolf.
See, you talked about this at one point.
Anna?
Yes?
I have never talked about Chicken Wolf. I've never even heard of him.
Okay, well,
but Chicken Wolf.
I've never heard of him either.
Well, we didn't hear of him because we weren't around. Played 1 year in the late 1800s.
Okay.
Chicken Wolf.
All right. Well, I thought you did.
Razor Shines, they say he was a first baseman when they used to have a team up in Montreal, Canada.
Montreal.
Coco Crisp played for several teams. Urban Shocker was a New York Yankees pitcher. I don't know when that happened. And Chuck Roast is just Chuck Roast. that you eat. He's not a real player.
It's a yummy meal.
Yeah, it's one of those roasts you get out of the supermarket. But anyway, Al.
Thank you for playing.
Thank you for playing that game. once again, tell us about the big event tomorrow, because we want a big crowd to show up, because it's going to be fun, family activities, and great motorcycles and cars to look
at. So much to do.
Yeah, we're going to have a car show. Mm-hmm. Car shows will be packing in around 10. Mm-hmm. We'll start them in around 8:30, 9 o'clock. We'll try to get them all lined up. Motorcycles will be doing the same thing. Have a poker run. Mm-hmm. It's going to be leaving at 10 o'clock. First bike will be pulling out at 10 o'clock. They'll have about an hour and 45-minute ride going to different stops to come back to where we are. And we'll have an awesome band.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be a really good band that starts at noon.
Top it off, as far as I'm concerned.
Kettle corn
and the big hamburger cookout by the fire department.
They make great burgers.
Burgers.
This is the only fire they won't put out till late in the day.
Awesome.
Yeah, the fire will be burning. It'll be a good fire.
A good fire.
Hamburger, chips, drink, just $5, but you are more than welcome to donate more, because donations are very much encouraged when you come out to the car show, the band, and the food, because it goes to the Toys for Tots for the kids. And once again, the big ride, the Toys for Tots ride in Texarkana on Sunday, December 13th.
Yeah, going to be a good day.
All right, it's going to be beautiful weather tomorrow. We hope to see you out there. We're going to make our way out there at some point, because we want to be there and take it all in.
Yes, sir.
And enjoy some good burgers and some kettle corn.
And the music.
Kettle corn.
That's right. Thanks, Al, for coming by.
Thanks.
We appreciate it. And we'll have you back soon.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.